A woman that miscarried the night of the 81st day. We're talking about an Isha that had given birth to a Nekeva. And the din is for the first 14 days after birth, she is Tameh, she's also to her husband. After 14 days, she goes to the Mikvah and she's Mutter to her husband. And then for the next 66 days, until the 81st day, she sits be made Tar. Any Dam that she sees would not be considered Dam Nida. She would be Tar and Mutter to her husband. But during those 66 days, she's also to eat Kachin. And to enter the Beit HaMikdash, she's considered a Tfilas Yom Aruch. Somebody who's a Tful Yom, who went to the Mikvah, but nightfall did not yet arrive, is also to enter the Beit HaMikdash and to eat Kachin. And she too, even though nightfall had arrived after she went to the Mikvah, she has to wait 66 days until she goes to the Mikvah again. During that time, she's considered a Tfilas Yom, that she cannot enter the Beit HaMikdash and eat Kachin. On the 81st day, she would bring the Korban of the Yoledet, and also an Achatas Oath. And after she brings that korban, then she would be mutter to enter the Beit HaMikdash and to eat kachin. And the din is that if she miscarried during those 66 days, before she brings the korban, your lettuce that she brings on the 81st day, after she had given birth to the Nekeva, she does not have to bring a separate korban for the miscarriage that she had. She would bring one korban on the 81st day from the time she gave birth to the Nekeva, and that would potter her for that which she miscarried during those 66 days. Now, what happened if she miscarried the night of the 81st day, meaning the 66 days are up, but she had not yet brought her korban yoledet, if you cannot bring a korban yoledet on the night of the 81st day, as kachim is not brought at night, only during the day. She waits till the next day till she brings her korban. But now she has miscarried, so is she mechuyev to bring a separate korban for that which she miscarried since the 66 days are up? Beishamai plechim minam a korban, ubeit hilo mechayev. Beishami holds she's potter from bringing a korban, even though the 66 days are up, since she had not yet brought her korban yoledet for that which she gave birth to in a keva, one korban would potter also for this miscarriage. And Beishami holds she's chayev to bring a korban since the 66 days are up, even though she has not yet brought her korban yoledet for that which she gave birth to in a keva, she has to bring a separate korban for that which she miscarried. Amu Beishami le Beishami, Ma'ishma or lishmonim ve'echa, meyom shmonim ve'echa. Beishami asked Beishami, what's the difference between the night of the 81st day and the 81st day itself? As Beishame agrees with Beis Hillel, if she miscarries on the 81st day itself, even though she had not yet brought her korban yoledet, she would have to bring a separate korban for that which she miscarries. So Beis Hillel asks, what's the difference between the night of the 81st day and the 81st day itself? And Shava lo l'tuma lo yishva lo l'korban. If they both have the same din as far as tuma is concerned, because as we said, for 66 days, she sits be made Tara. Any Dam that she sees is considered Tar. And after the 66 days are up, then the Dam that she sees is considered Tame. And the 66 days are up on the 81st day. And the night of the 81st day already, her din has changed, and any Dam that she sees would be considered Dam Nida. So therefore, the night of the 81st day and the 81st day itself has the same din as far as the Dam that she sees. So why do they have separate dinim as far as whether she has to bring a separate korban yoledet for the miscarriage? If Beishami holds the night of the 81st day, if she miscarries, she does not have to bring a separate korban for that miscarriage. And if she miscarries on the 81st day itself, she does have to bring a separate korban. Amru lahem Beishami, Beishami answered, no. You cannot compare the night of the 81st day to the 81st day. Mamarta b'mapelas yon shmonim v'echad shekein yasa b'shah shehiruya lahavi ba'korban. The 81st day itself is different than the night of the 81st day, because the 81st day, it's time, and she's ready to bring a korban. As soon as daylight arrives on the 81st day, she's ready to bring a korban yoledet. So even though she had not yet brought a korban yoledet before she miscarried, since she could have brought a korban yoledet right away on the morning of the 81st day, when she miscarried, she has to bring a separate korban for that miscarriage. Taimru b'ma palace, or l'shmainim v'echa, shelo yatza b'shah, shehi ruya l'havi b'korban. But it's different as far as the night of the 81st day. Now, the night of the 81st day, it's not yet time for her to bring her korban. And since it's not yet time for her to bring her korban, you'll let it, even though the 66 days of Yimei Tara is up, if she miscarries on the night of the 81st day, she does not have to bring a separate korban for that miscarriage. Amru lahem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, V'areya ma'pelas yom shmonim ve'echa z'chol liyos b'shabes tochiyah. Beis Hillel said, I'll disprove your reasoning. Because somebody who miscarries on the 81st day that comes out on Shabbos disproves you. Shelo yatza b'shah shehi ruya lahavi ba korban. V'chayev is b'korban. In such a case, It's not yet time for her to bring her Korban Yoledet, as a Korban Yoledet cannot be brought on Shabbat. And Bishami agrees that if she miscarries on the 81st day that comes out on Shabbat, she has to bring a separate Korban for that miscarriage, even though it's not yet time for her to bring her Korban Yoledet. So you see that the reasoning that Bishami said is not correct. As Bishami said, the difference between the night of the 81st day and the 81st day is because the night of the 81st day is not yet time for her to bring her Korban, while on the 81st day itself it's time for her to bring her Korban. But we see that's not true. As the 81st day that comes out on Shabbat, Bishami agreed that she has to bring a separate Korban if she miscarries on that day, even though it's not yet time for her to bring her Korban. She has to wait until Sunday to bring her Korban. Amru lahem Bishami lo. Bishami says, you cannot compare lo shmoneh ve'echad to the 81st day that comes out on Shabbat. When you're talking about somebody who miscarried on the 81st day that comes out on Shabbos, even though Shabbos is not a time to bring a Korban Yachid, an individual Korban, so that's why she cannot bring a Korban Yoledet on Shabbos, but it is a time to bring a Korban Siba. Korbanos could be brought on Shabbos, such as the Tmidim and the Musaf, and since they're Korbanos Siba, they are Marches Shabbos. Time group of my palace or the Shmoni Ba'echa. Shaina Laila Roy Lo the Korban Yachid Relo the Korban Siba. The post to somebody who miscarried the night of the 81st day, that the night is not a time to bring any Korban at all. Not a Korban Yachid, nor a Korban Siba. So therefore, since it's not a time to bring a Korban at all, we don't look at it as if the time for her to bring a Korban Yoledet has arrived. So therefore, she doesn't have to bring a separate Korban if she miscarries on the night of the 81st day. As opposed to an Isha that miscarries on the 81st day that comes out on Shabbos, we look at it as if the time to bring the Korban Yoledet has arrived. Since Shabbos is a time to bring Korbanos Sibor, just she can't bring the Korban for a technical reason, which is that Korbanos Yachid cannot be brought on Shabbos. So therefore, if she miscarries on the 81st day that comes out on Shabbos, she has to bring a separate Korban for that miscarriage. Hadamim einan mochichen. Shamapelas betoch molos domel tmeim. And now Beis Shammai is responding to the other claim of Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, if the night of the 81st day and the 81st day itself have the same din as far as dawn, after the 66th day, then between the 14th day after birth and the 80th day after birth, the Isha is Yoshevet Bimei Tara. All dawn that she sees is Tara. While starting from the night of the 81st day, then the dawn that she sees would be considered dawn Nida and she would be Tmeh. So therefore, the night of the 81st day and the 81st day have the same din as far as dawn, as the dawn that she sees is Tmeh. So too, they should have the same din as far as Korban. That if she miscarries on the night of the 81st day, she would have to bring a separate Korban for that miscarriage, just like if she miscarries on the 81st day itself. Since they have the same din as far as dawn, they should have the same din as far as Korban. That was a claim that Beis Hillel made to Beis Shammai. And now Beis Shammai is responding to that claim. Beis Shammai says he can't bring a raya from dawn. And sometimes, even during the 66 days itself, between the 14th day and the 80th day, if the Isha would see Dom, she would be Tmeh, which is that if she miscarries, the Dom that she sees during the miscarriage would be considered Dom Tmeh, even though she is sitting Bimei Tara. The reason being is that that which the Torah was Matara, the Dom that she sees during those 66 days, that's only Dom Nida and Dom Ziva. But Dom Leda, Dom that she sees during birth, would be considered Tmeh during that time. So therefore, you can't bring the raya from dam to korban, as the dam that she sees when she miscarries during those 66 days is tmeh, and even so, she's puter from bringing a korban. As they saw as moda, that during those 66 days, if she miscarries, she doesn't have to bring a separate korban for that miscarriage, even though the dam later is tmeh. So you can't bring a raya from dam to korban on the night of the 81st day, even though her dam is tmeh, according to Beis Shammai, she would not have to bring a separate korban for that miscarriage. Mitzvah Kriyas Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Ha'isha sheyesha leha safek hamisha zivos usafek hamisha later. An isha who five times had a safek, whether she's mechuyah to bring a korban for ziva, or she had a safek five times, whether she's mechuyah to bring a korban yoledet. Now, what's a safek ziva? The din is that an isha for 7 days has a din of a nida. Any dawn that she sees, she would be considered a nida. And then for the next 11 days, she would have the din of a ziva. Any dawn she sees would give her the din of a ziva. Now, during her 11 days of Ziva, if she sees Dom for 3 straight days, she has to bring a Korban, a Hatzazo, and a Oloso. But the main Nida is different. Even if she sees Dom for 3 straight days, she doesn't have to bring a Korban. And if 5 times she had a Suffolk weather, the Dom that she saw 3 straight days were during Yemei Nida, or during the Yemei Ziva. So it's possible she's mechuyev to bring five korbanos, as maybe all five times she saw the dam during Yemei Ziva. On the other hand, maybe she's not mechuyev to bring any korbanos at all, as maybe all five times she saw the dam during Yemei Ziva. And so too an Isha that five times had to suffer whether she's mechuyev to bring a korban of lettuce, that five times she miscarried, and she doesn't know if what she miscarried had a tzuras adam, look like a person, therefore she would be mechuyev to bring a korban of lettuce. The din is, Mevi'a korban echad, ba'ocheles bezvachim, ve'en hashar alaha chova. She would bring only one korban, only one, chatas ha'ov. As a chatas ha'ov is brought out of suffolk, even though she's mechuyev, whether she's mechuyev, she still brings a chatas ha'ov, but in this case, even though it's possible she's mechuyev to bring five, she only brings one. And that would matter her, ti kachim. As somebody who saw ziva, or your letter can I kachim until she brings her korban. And even though it's possible she's mechuyev to bring five korbanos, once she brings one chatas ha'ov, that's enough to amount to her three korbanos, even if the emes she was mechuyev to bring five korbanos. And just like somebody became tummy five times and didn't go to the mikvah in the interim, once he went to the mikvah one time, that's metarim from all the tumas that he had. So to an isha, even if she's mechuyev to bring five korbanos, you let us, once she brings one korban, that would be matter to her to eat the kachim, even though it's possible that she was mechuyev five korbanos. And the rest of the korbanos that she possibly is mechuyev, she is not mechuyev to bring. The Chacham only mechayev her to bring one chatzis oath. The reason being is that even though the Chacham are mechayev to bring a chatzis oath, may suffix, since none of it is nikar of Adam is bad, but because she hits here, with great reluctance, the Chacham were mechayev to bring a chatzis oath, al ha-suffix, since malika is done to an oath that's brought as a korban, and it's possible that this oath is chulin, and chulin needs chita, not malika, so therefore with great reluctance, the Chacham were mechayev her to bring a chatzis oath at all. So therefore, in this case, even though it's possible she's mechuyev to bring five chatos ha'ov, since one chatos ha'ov alone would be mad to her to eat kachim, even if she really was mechuyev to bring five, so therefore the Chama said, bring only one and the rest she does not have to bring at all. Chameis leides vados, chameis zivos vados, mevi'a korban echad, ve'ocheles bezvachim, v'hashar aleha chova. But in such a case, that the woman is mechuyev for sure to bring five korbanos later, she gave birth five times, and therefore she's definitely mechuyev to bring five korbanos. Or she's definitely mechuyev to bring five korbanos zivot. She saw dam three straight days, five times during her yemei ziva, and she's bade mechuyev to bring five korbanos. In such a case, after she brings one korban, it's mutter for her to eat kachim, even though she's mechuyev five korbanos. As we said, one korban is mutter her to eat kachim. She doesn't have to wait until she brings all five korbanos in order to eat kachim. But she still has to bring the rest of her korbanos, even though after one korban she's mutter to eat kachem, that does not pot to her from the other korbanos. She would have to go ahead and bring the other korbanos afterwards. Ma'isa sharam du kinem Yerushalayim bedin reizal. There was a ma'isa that kinem Yerushalayim became very expensive. The price became sky high. Two dinim reizal for one kind, meaning for two birds, and then each had to bring two birds. One chatzos ha'ov and one also. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, ha'ma'on hazet lo olin halayla ad sheyiyu b'dinur. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, ha'ma'on hazeh is a lashon shvua. Ma'on is referring to the Beit HaMikdash, which is ma'ona elokei kerem, the resting place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he made a shvua that I'm not going to sleep tonight until the price of kinem goes down to two dinarim of kesef. A dinar of kesef is 1/25 of a dinar of zon. Nichnas l'beit din v'limed, he entered the Beit Din and he taught halacha. Ha'isha sheyesh aleha chameis leidos vados, chameis zivos vados, mevi'a korban echad, ve'ocheles bezvachim, ve'en hashar aleha chova. The thing that he taught was as follows. A woman that is definitely mechuyev to bring five korbanos leidos, she definitely gave birth five times, or she's definitely mechuyev to bring five korbanos zivos, she saw down three straight days during her yemei ziva five times. The thing is, after she brings one korban, she can eat kachim, as we said before, but he said that the rest of the korbanos that she's mechuyev to bring, she does not have to bring them. Ein hashar aleha chova, even though we said earlier that she does have to bring the rest of the korbanos, that's me'ikar adam. In order for him to get the price of the kinem to go down, he changed the din. Eight flasos l'Hashem he favored to herself. When it's time to do something for Hashem, you can break the Torah. He can change the din as it's an eighth flasos because women weren't bringing their kinem at all, as they cannot afford to buy it for two dinar itself. So therefore, he changed the din and he said that even though she's mechuyev to bring five korbanos, She only has to bring one, Ba'amdu Kinim Bobayom, by Riva Taim. As soon as he changed it, then the Kinim went down to Riva Taim, a quarter of a dinar for each Khan, which is only 1/100th of a dinar Zav, as a dinar Kesef is 1/25th of a dinar Zav, and the Kinim went down to 1/4 of a dinar Kesef.